يلا نتعلم فلسطيني.
You know
إيش
معنات اسمك؟ إيش باسل معناته؟
Do I know what my name means?
Yeah,
I remember. Well, there's no perfect translation.
Uh-huh.
But I would say courageous.
Courageous and vigilant.
Okay.
Vigilant. You know, I remember your uncle came and he told me, I found a good translation to Basin. It is vigilant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, it's positive. So that's good. طيب أنا بتعرف اسمي إيش؟ إيش؟
وفاء.
بس إيش معناته؟
Honestly, I forget.
No. Loyalty.
Loyalty.
So, listen, it's the infinitive. It's not loyal woman, wafiye. No. Wafa. It's the infinitive. Means loyal to the furthest, you know, loyal to the max. Infinite loyalty.
Wow.
Does that fit me?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think so. And I think it's that... انت you lived up لاسمك بس
I think you lived up to your name too
yeah.
but you know sometimes people name their kids aspirationally you know
you know that's الناس بسموا ولادهم
people call their kids
أسامي حلوة
nice names
99% mm-hmm. of the time more like 100%
mm-hmm.
الأسامي إلها معنى
a lot of times the names have meanings
Okay, let me set up this dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I don't know the mailman or mm-hmm. somebody like that coming.
Yeah, some guy's okay. delivering something.
Yeah, and knocking at the door. Okay, mm-hmm. so اسم الاسم الدرس الدرس رقمه 32.
This lesson is beginner lesson 32. And what's it called, Mama?
It's called. هو موجود.
Yeah, is he there?
درس 32.
Yeah, beginner lesson 32.
Okay. So. And what? And we'll come back. You know that.
No, we'll definitely.
You know
back.
The drill, Basil.
Yeah, we're gonna listen to it 3 times, then we'll come back.
Yep.
أول مرة.
صباح الخير يا أختي. أمين الطيب موجود.
متأسفة أمين. مش هون هو راح على القدس
ما في مشكلة امتى بيرجع؟
ان شاء الله بيرجع بكرة بالليل تاني مرة
صباح الخير يا أختي أمين الطيب موجود؟
متأسفة أمين مش هون هو راح على القدس
ما في مشكلة امتى بيرجع؟
ان شاء الله بيرجع بكرة بالليل ثالث مرة
صباح الخير يا أختي أمين الطيب موجود؟
متأسفة أمين مش هون هو راح على القدس
ما في مشكلة إمتى بيرجع؟
إن شاء الله بيرجع بكرة بالليل
صباح الخير يا أختي أمين الطيب موجود؟
Good morning ma'am Is Mr. Amin al-Tayyib there?
صباح الخير يا أختي. أمين الطيب موجود؟
Good morning, ma'am. Is Mr. Amin al-Tayyib there?
صباح الخير يا أختي. أمين الطيب موجود؟
Good morning, ma'am. Is Mr. Amin al-Tayyib there?
متأسفة. أمين مش هون. هو راح على القدس.
Unfortunately, he's not here. He went to Jerusalem.
متأسفة. أمين مش هون. هو راح على القدس.
Unfortunately, he's not here. He went to Jerusalem.
متأسفة. أمين مش هون. هو راح على القدس.
Unfortunately, he's not here. He went to Jerusalem.
ما في مشكلة. إمتى بيرجع؟
No problem. When is he going to return?
ما في مشكلة. إمتى برجع؟
No problem. When is he going to return?
ما في مشكلة. إمتى بيرجع؟
Not a problem. When's he going to return?
إن شاء الله
بيرجع بكرة بالليل.
Hopefully he comes back tomorrow night.
إن شاء الله بيرجع بكرة بالليل.
Hopefully he comes back tomorrow night.
إن شاء الله بيرجع بكرة بالليل.
Hopefully he comes back tomorrow night.
Okay. Yeah. So let's go back to the beginning.
Let's go back to the beginning.
صباح الخير يا أختي. أمين الطيب موجود. صباح الخير.
Good morning.
يا أختي.
Ma'am.
أمين الطيب موجود.
Is Amin al-Tayyib there? So, Sabah al-Khair means good morning.
Mm-hmm.
You could just memorize that as an expression. Sabah al-Khair means good morning. So, if someone says Sabah al-Khair, you'd respond Sabah al-Nur.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a call and response. There are two expressions you should memorize. Anyways, here they just say Sabah al-Khair, good morning. Yeah.
Ya ukhti.
Ya ukhti. Ma'am. It really means my sister.
That's how people address each other in common Palestinian style to make people comfortable that, you know, I'm not intruding.
Yeah. I'm good just, morning, sister.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning.
Amin al-Tayyib mawjood.
So the guy's name is Amin al-Tayyib. So that's just his first last name.
Mm-hmm.
Amin al-Tayyib mawjood. Mawjood means present.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just saying, is he there? Amin al-Tayyib mawjood.
Mm-hmm.
Amin al-Tayyib there.
Mm-hmm.
And the is he there? You know, it's implied. Mm-hmm. It's simple.
Okay. So let me say the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
صباح الخير يا أختي. Amin al-Tayyib mawjood. متأسفة. Amin مش هون. هو راح على القدس. متأسفة.
Unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Amin.
Amin's
مش هون.
Not here.
Amin مش هون. هو راح على القدس.
Amin's not here. He went to Jerusalem.
Okay. متأسفة. I apologize. As a woman is apologizing, she says متأسفة. Amin مش هون.
Amin's not here. So Amin is the guy's name. مش negates what's coming up next. Hon is here. That's it. Amin mishon. Amin's not here.
Huwe.
He.
Rah.
Went.
Al Uts.
To Jerusalem. So huwe is he.
Mm-hmm. Rah.
Rah means he went.
Yeah, in the past.
He went. He went.
Al Uts.
Huwe rah.
Al Uts. To Jerusalem.
Yeah. Al-Uds. Al-Uds is Jerusalem. Al-Uds is to the Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
Al-Uds.
Huwe rah al-Uds. Masculine.
Yeah.
Huwe rah al-Uds. He went to Jerusalem. Hiya rahat al-Uds.
She went to Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Mitasfi. Amin mish hon. Huwe rah al-Uds.
Apologies. Amin's not here. He went to Jerusalem.
ما في مشكلة. إمتى بيرجع؟
No problem. When is he going to return?
ما في.
There isn't.
مشكلة.
A problem.
إمتى؟
When.
بيرجع.
Is he going to return?
Mm-hmm.
ما في is there's nothing inside, but we're talking about a problem. So when you say a problem, you could say مو مشكلة.
Yeah,
مش مشكلة, but مافي مشكلة is just another
there
way to
is
say
not.
There is not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
مافي مشكلة. مافي. And مشكلة means problem. مشكلة. مافي مشكلة. مو مشكلة. مش مشكلة.
Mm-hmm.
You know, always to say there's no problem. No problem. مافي مشكلة.
إمتى بيرجع?
When is he coming back? So إمتى is when. إمتى.
إمتى or متى. It works both
yeah,
ways.
But interchangeable.
بيرجع.
So يرجع means to come back, to return. So ب is بدو. He wants to يرجع, come back. بدو يرجع. So you really could say إمتى بدو يرجع. But we're saying
إمتى بيرجع.
It's just a way to compress it to more slang form. إمتى بيرجع. So when is he going to come back?
Yeah. ما في مشكلة. إمتى بيرجع. إن شاء الله. بيرجع بكرة بالليل إن شاء الله.
Hopefully.
بيرجع.
He'll return.
بكرة بالليل.
Tomorrow night.
إن شاء الله بيرجع بكرة بالليل. إن شاء الله. We have used that before.
Yeah, إن شاء الله means God willing. Mm-hmm. It could be God willing. It's like hopefully with
with God's permission.
Yeah, basically.
بيرجع.
He returns.
بكرة.
Tomorrow.
بالليل.
At night. Mm-hmm. In the night. Mm-hmm. So بكرة means tomorrow.
بالليل.
بالليل is at night.
Or during the night.
During time. The night. So الليل is night. بالليل is in the during night. During the night. Mm-hmm. Inside of the night, actually. Mm-hmm. So بكرة بيرجع بالليل. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow he returns at night.
Mm-hmm. إن شاء الله. Mm-hmm. بيرجع بكرة بالليل.
Mm-hmm. And notice I just changed the order, but it still makes sense.
It's still the same. Yeah.
So it's flexible. It's just about having the right words. And actually, if you change the order, it would kind of change the emphasis. بكرة بيرجع بالليل. بيرجع بالليل بكرة.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It works.
It all works.
So إن شاء الله بيرجع بكرة بالليل.
Mm-hmm. So I think it's a good time to maybe listen to it a couple more times, right?
That's so right.
Let's listen to it 3 more times, then we'll come back to share our final thoughts.
أول مرة.
صباح الخير يا أختي. أمين الطيب موجود؟
متأسفة. أمين مش هون. هو راح على القدس.
ما في مشكلة. إمتى بيرجع؟
إن شاء الله بيرجع بكرة بالليل.
تاني مرة.
صباح الخير يا أختي. أمين الطيب موجود؟
متأسفة. أمين مش هون. هو راح على القدس.
ما في مشكلة. إمتى بيرجع؟
إن شاء الله بيرجع بكرة بالليل.
تالت مرة.
صباح الخير يا أختي. أمين الطيب موجود؟
متأسفة. أمين مش هون. هو راح على القدس.
ما في مشكلة. إمتى بيرجع؟
إن شاء الله بيرجع بكرة بالليل.
Okay. You know, the first sentence we said صباح الخير يا أختي.
Yeah, صباح الخير يا أختي.
Okay. I think we touched on this before, that when you talk to somebody that you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. أختي أخي.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you would stop guy say يا أخ.
Mm-hmm.
Brother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how, even though he's not your brother, you've never seen him before.
Yeah.
You know, but el culture is acting like it's all one big family.
Okay, okay.
عرفت كيف? That's how these people are. So, you know, this guy never met her before, but right. He said sister,
yeah.
يا أختي. How about if she was like a real old lady?
Ah, that's a good idea.
Mm. قلنا بقولها يا أمي يا أما
yeah my mom
or if she was like middle age not really old it would be خالتي خالتي means
auntie
on the
mom's side
yeah so I don't know why but that's how they never say عمتي they just say خالتي
so when you meet a stranger who's a woman and you want to refer to her in an endearing way if she's middle-aged, call her خالتي.
Mm-hmm.
If she's, you know, if she's older, you can call her يما or إمي.
Yeah.
That's how you do it. If you meet a male, you call him عمو.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's older,
you call him يابا.
يابا.
Mm-hmm.
So خالتي is auntie on my mom's side.
Mm-hmm.
عمو is uncle on my father's side. So whatever, for whatever reason.
The woman, you use the woman relation. And the man, you use the man relation.
The first thing that makes sense over here.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, that makes sense. So that's what you do.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
Yeah. And, you know, when you're older. See, it depends also how old you are. That's how you address people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're a kiddie, you know, everybody's خالتو or grandma, teta. Mm-hmm. Teta, grandma, but you don't say it. You say it to your real grandma. You don't call anybody that. Okay, another thing I want to bring out is قلنا إنه الأسامي إلهم معنى.
Right. Every name has a meaning.
Okay. هون أمين الطيب.
Right.
First name أمين.
Trustworthy.
Trustworthy. Last name الطيب.
The good.
The good. Yeah, the good man.
الطيب.
Mm-hmm. So أمين الطيب, trustworthy, good man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But over there, it's just a name, you know. It's
yeah,
a name.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Also, هاي كلمة كتير مهمة باسل. كتير
This is a really important word.
ما في مشكلة.
ما في مشكلة. No problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, very important.
Yeah, very important.
Very important.
وكلمة interesting, القدس.
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 Jerusalem.
Jerusalem. بس القدس معناها the holy one. The holy one. Remember, city ish, feminine.
Mm-hmm.
So she's the holy one.
Oh.
Or also it's called Beit al-Maqdis.
Beit al-Maqdis.
The home or the house of sacred.
Mm.
Sacred.
Mm-hmm.
You know, holy, sacred. That's you know, it always was referred to as the sacred land, the holy land,
okay,
the holy place.
Yeah.
So that's what al-Quds is. Bukra, we
tomorrow.
Said. Bukra. Okay. Bukra is?
Tomorrow.
Imbereh.
Is yesterday. Imbereh.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday is imbereh.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, bukra.
Bukra. Bukra.
Idiom, today.
Sometimes people's last names are like jobs, like Najjar. Carpenter.
Right.
Haddad. Blacksmith. Haddad. Blacksmith. Khabbaz. Sometimes people's
Baker.
Last name's Khabbaz.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Nassab.
Crook.
Yeah.
Nassab is crook. There's so many names. So many names.
Yeah, sometimes people's names tell their...
Where they come from.
Yeah, their name could tell where they come from, or it tells you maybe their role.
Or the job that the family was making.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes it refers to the city you come from. For example, هلا قلنا القدس. القدس. Somebody's last name could be المقدسي. Means the one who comes from القدس.
Nice.
You give me a city and I try to make it in
Nablusi.
Nablusi from Nablus. Right.
You're right. الخليلي.
يافاوي. From Yafa.
Yeah.
Akkawi. Also, sometimes الاسم Aziz. You heard this name?
Yeah, yeah.
Means dear. That also could be a last name. I mean, Al-Masri is a very famous last name. Means Egyptian.
Yeah. And you know, another thing that's important is it doesn't necessarily mean that these people are from there. It could just be a nickname. They could be from a street called Masr Street. They could be... The person who goes to travel to Masr so frequently, so they just turned out Al-Masri. Or maybe like some people, Al-Hindi. That doesn't mean they're from India. It could just mean they deal with Indians. So
it could be.
They could be too.
Also, you know, this is very interesting. Mm-hmm. We have a friend of ours.
Mm-hmm.
He had a last name. I forgot his last name.
Okay.
But his family was living in Syria.
Right.
But his family was from Saida, which is a city in Lebanon.
Right.
Okay. Their family lived for a long time in Lebanon.
Right.
And so when they would refer to them, they would say, oh, this is the guy, he's Saidawi, he's from Saida. Then the last name changed to Saidawi. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, that is crazy.
Diamond. It's interesting how the names come, or maybe like Al-Yafawi, for example.
Yeah.
A lot of people عاشوا بغزة من يافا.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, so somebody could be in يقولوا, oh, هذا اللي إجا من يافا.
Yeah.
This guy came from يافا. And, oh, يافاوي. Then the last name could be changed. You know, it happens.
Yeah, that's so
historical.
Crazy.
Everything goes with the history. But usually the family knows what their original name was and how it changed and when it was changed to that.
Yeah.
So it's very interesting.
True. People are really aware of their family trees.
Mm-hmm.
They have like
that's where they invented family trees.
Yeah, they take that stuff really serious. So they'll know if someone like knows their family, they'll be able to go down the line. Maybe they won't know all the people, but they might know part of the story at least.
And this is something I just remembered. Palestine,
mm-hmm.
they invented the concept of a deed. How?
What?
The concept of a deed was uh-huh. invented there.
I didn't know this.
Yeah. And the family tree comes from that region. People would remember that key I told you about,
yeah.
المفتاح. They also have the deed for their home, for their yeah. land. They have the deed in yeah. paper. Yeah, very, very authentic old culture,
mm-hmm.
Palestinian.
Mm-hmm.
And it will live, guess till when? Forever.
Forever. How do you say ever. Forever in Arabic?
للأبد.
للأبد.
للأبد. Yeah. للأبد.
Until the end.
Inshallah. Inshallah khair. Alrighty. Did you have fun with all these little stories, Basil?
Yeah, I think there's a lot to learn.
I think you were familiar with some of them, but some of them were just a surprise to you.
No, that's nice.
See?
I learned a lot.
Mama always comes up with little things that will keep you interested.
Variety is? Yeah, the spice of life.
That's right.
You're right.
And don't forget, if you have any ideas or you're interested in a subject, just let us know.
Mm-hmm. Send us a message.
Mm-hmm.
It could be on Instagram.
That's right. It could be
on Patreon. I think you could just leave a comment on Spotify, actually.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But anyways, yeah, mm-hmm. get in contact with us. Let us know what you want to learn.
Yes.
Or any messages you have. And we'll try to get back to you.
Yes.
But we appreciate you listening.
Mm-hmm. And we enjoy it, really. Yes. We enjoy it tremendously. As always, we wish you peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Yay, yay, yay. Guys, you're still here? Yabaye. You came along for this lesson. We've enjoyed having you. You can support us by donating on patreon.com/learnfalastini. And come follow us on Instagram @learnfalastini. Ahla wa sahla.